Okay.
This is 947 Express Drive.
Here's another one of Wackhead Simpson's world famous phone pranks. Without insurance, you always get something out. To see what you can get out, SMS out to 44495.
Here we go again.
All right, some time ago, I have this character called Beryl. It's Granny Beryl, right? So, Granny Beryl's husband, Arthur, who has featured in a few of my pranks. Okay. So, this is Arthur and this is Granny Beryl. Now, Arthur phoned a neurosurgeon and asked them if they could please do a MRI on Beryl.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And when the neurosurgeon said, well, what for? I said, well, what do you see in an MRI? He says, well, there's many things that we look for. What do you be specific? And Arthur said he wanted to see if Beryl, in actual fact, had a brain.
Wow.
Yes, Arthur.
Yeah, because at that time, they were sitting watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and Beryl couldn't get one answer.
Are you so in character already?
Yes, yeah, so he wasn't sure if she actually had a brain. Okay, so Beryl got quite offended. So now Beryl is kicked back. And Beryl has now phoned a gastroenterologist.
Okay.
You know they do colonoscopies.
Okay.
Okay, well, they stick a camera.
So will you swallow the camera?
No. The camera goes up the exhaust.
Oh.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Why, did you have to swallow yours?
No, I've never had one. I don't know that's what gastro.
I'm sure there's two cameras. There's one for oral use only.
I would hope so.
For exhaust use. I can't imagine.
They put it in the dishwasher.
Just throw in an extra tablet. Gosh, because you know you get the coffee enema is quite a popular thing.
Yeah,
yeah, coffee enema.
But they shoot it up the exhaust.
Coffee, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what does it do? Clean yard?
Yeah, it's good for cleansing, but I like mine with two sugars.
Oh, man. You go for the Kenyan roast. Variety.
Yeah, I ask for cappuccino, not cafe latte. Okay, so this is the prank. So Beryl has phoned the gastroenterologist. Time for a bit of payback on Arthur.
Dr. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Good. My name's Beryl.
Yes, Beryl.
I just wanted to find out, is this a gastroenterologist?
Yes, it is.
That's it. You guys do a colonoscopy?
We do.
Okay, what exactly is it? Just that I'm...
Colonoscopy is where we put a camera scope up the rectal area.
Right.
To see what's happening in the colon.
Right. I want to book my hubby Arthur in for one, please.
You can't book him in for one. Your doctor's going to have to do it. Alternatively, you'll have to come and see Dr. Abu.
Now tell me, what is it that you can find? What is it that you can find?
What can we find?
Yes.
There's different things for different people.
Okay, because I'm wondering if you can please find his head.
What?
Yeah, I need you to find his head because it's stuck so far up his bum.
Okay. All right. Well, you get your GP to call us and book the scope. I don't know whether to blush.
You know, he drives a BMW.
I'll tell Dr. Albert to do that.
Okay, it's sitting up there with old burgers from McDonald's from 2 years ago. When he talks to me, it sounds like...
Out of voice. He once started to do her turn not to be so he can find her husband. It up. Shit up. Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay. Oh no. Okay, you can help me. You are joking, right? Okay, let me see. Okay, wait, I'm going to. Nobody's ever phoned and asked us to get a doctor to get their husband's head out of there.
I think that's the best call that practice has ever had in their life. Totally, three receptionists, totally inconsolable.
That was Darren's world famous phone pranks. If you know someone who is highly prankable, hit 947.co.za and click on the prank submission link.
Without Assurance, you always get something out.